There are 23 individual lengths in menhir too. Raw linen fibers hang from the ceiling to trail languidly on the gallery floor. At alternate heights, bands of tightly hand-wrapped cotton and wool bind each length. The lemon, golden yellow, and saffron bands provide a focal point for the viewer's eye to move through the piece. To view it effectively, one must walk around it, creating a physical experience that stimulates the imagination and fuels the senses. Sheila Hicks is an iconic artist known for large-scale fiber works that have a monumental presence. During the 1960s, her role in liberating natural fibers from the confinement of craft projects to the domain of contemporary fine art ensured her legendary status. Through her 6-decade-long career, Hicks continues to challenge convention. Initially trained as a painter at Yale University, Hicks took a course in off-loom fiber construction techniques and ancient Andean Peruvian weaving that ultimately led to her full-time engagement with the seductive rich colors and tactile sensuality of fiber. Menhir is a combination of two French-Breton language words, men and ear, meaning large stone and on end. Menhirs are particularly prolific in Brittany, where the tallest of these mysterious ancient stones once stood 68 feet. It is their impressive height and absence of decoration that convey such a monumental presence. In Brittany folklore, it is believed that certain menhir are inhabited by fairies who infuse the stones with powers that can cure human pain and illness, or create good fortune. The ceremony of circling the stone took the form of a dance that would ensure a fruitful marriage. Connection to Nebraska. Born in Hastings, Nebraska, now a resident of New York City and Paris, France, since 1964.